Bakra and Suzanne continued down the hill, staying on the road, and came to the stone castle after walking about half of a mile. Looking up, they were impressed with the grandeur of the 100-feet-high castle wall. There were lookout towers at each of the corners, double towers on each side of the castle entrance, and they could see shorter towers inside. Although there was a moat around the castle and there didn't appear to be a drawbridge, the entrance was open. Except for the flashing lights, which Suzanne suggested they call protectors, there was no other light but the moonlight, which cast shadows of contrasting hues. The castle appeared to be made of some kind of dull gray stone, more like limestone than marble, and assembled in a beveled, diamond-shaped pattern. The towers were made of the same diamond-shaped stones, but the builders had varied the castle wall pattern by adding regularly spaced vertical columns of shiny black marble at approximately 4 feet intervals. There was a horizontal border of shiny black marble at the top and bottom of the castle walls that added contrast to the design and connected the tower columns to the rest of the castle. The road continued inside the castle and expanded to cover the entire ground level surface. There were some reflection pools, small towers, and entrances to other parts of the castle. Other than that, and some curious shadows, not much else could be seen from the outside. The protectors who had accompanied Bakra and Suzanne from the small bridge stayed with them instead of joining the other protectors who were still circling the outside of the castle. The faint, low-pitched hum Bakra had heard when he first walked through the window was a little louder now, but still not very loud. Bakra and Suzanne continued walking toward the castle and stopped when they reached the moat. The castle was no more than 50 feet away from them when they noticed that the protectors who had been accompanying them had narrowed the radius of their circling and were now almost close enough to touch. One of these protectors left them and joined the other group of protectors who were still circling the castle. After flying through the castle protectors in a sine wave, the protector who had just left their escort zoomed inside the castle, made what appeared to be a random pattern search, and zoomed back to join the escort. The castle protectors then split into two groups and formed lines on both sides of a straight path over the moat leading to the castle entrance. This maneuver was accomplished in a way that reminded Bakra of precision aerobatics, although it was performed at much greater speed. The protectors who were now lined up on both sides of the straight path to the castle changed color from bright white to glowing orange. When this happened, the surface of the moat changed from watery looking to the shiny black marble of the road, but with an added orange reflection coming from the protectors. The escort protectors remained the same bright white color, but began pulsating. All of this happened so quickly and seemed so logical, while at the same time being so totally unexpected, that Bakra found himself following Suzanne before he had even consciously realized they were halfway across the moat. "This doesn't surprise you, Suzanne?" "Not too much. It happened before when I left the castle, so I was expecting it. It surprised me very much then, but not so much now. My reaction would have been very different if anything else had happened. It tells me everything is safe, Bakra." "What would happen if you shine the laser pin on the Dross now?" "The window to the ship would open and we could return to the ship. But that is not what we want to do. There is something inside the castle that you need to see." Bakra looked at Suzanne and started to say something, but then decided not to interrupt their path across the moat any more than he already had. Suzanne looked at Bakra, took his hand in hers, and quickly led him across the moat, accompanied by the escort protectors. In back of them, completely out of their combined field of vision, a shooting star fell from the sky and disappeared behind the mountains. At the same time, two of the orange protectors changed their color to a muted purple, zoomed across the mountains, and then disappeared into the distant horizon.